This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with Speakeasy Marketing and the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. Today I want to talk about goals and goal setting. And before you roll your eyes or tune out, I want to tell you why it's vital to have goals and to even think about them, because not to do so is to go through yet another year of possibly the same thing. Now, I haven't ever talked to an attorney who was perfectly happy with where they're at and didn't want to change what was going on in their life and their practice. I've never talked to one that was like that. And I've talked to, easily over 1,000 attorneys over the past, 7 years. So why is that? Well, as an attorney, either you want to get more clients, or you want to get better quality clients, or you want to increase your referrals, or you're doing personal injury and you want to get more criminal defense, or you're doing estate planning and you want to get more divorce, or you're doing divorce and you want to get more high net worth divorce, or you hate your practice area and you want to move into another one, or you enjoy, for instance, personal injury, but you want to get more trucking accident cases, or you're doing DUI and you wish you got more second and third DUIs instead of first time. So everyone has at least ideas in their mind of what they want. They want to grow their practice, or they're retiring soon and they want to scale back and do less work, or they only want to take the best cases and have their associates do, the lower end cases, or they don't want to take payment plans anymore, or ad infinitum. But these are all wishes in your mind. And what happens is, if you don't make goals, 2017 is almost halfway done, which is crazy. It's going so fast. It's amazing me. We're entering May now. If you don't have goals that you set at the beginning of the year, well, already we're 5 months into it. So what's changed in your practice? Are you getting more clients? Are you tracking what you're doing? Are you getting, are any of these goals I mentioned manifesting? Or you're just kind of going along, going from case to case, frustrated with where you are, and not making any progress. So that's the whole reason to set goals. Now, goals don't need to be crazy, lofty things. And I'm going to give you a few pointers on how to make goals that will actually get done. A guy that I work with that is kind of odd, but has some really good advice. He told me, you know what the best workout is? I said, what? He said, the one you'll do. And he was right. I'm going to relate this to your lawyering in a second. But when you have a goal, if it's a big, huge goal, I want to get, 5 more clients a month. I want to have an extra 200 grand in my practice. I want to do this, that, and the other. These are big goals, and they may seem completely unattainable. I want to redo my website. I want to change my marketing. I want to get more, high-end trucking accident cases. These may be huge goals, and you may think, ugh, I'm failing. Well, break it down. Break it down into small pieces. Is there a way for you to get just one more case a month than you're currently getting? Is that exciting? Well, maybe not. But if your goal is to get 10 more cases a month, if you don't at least get one more case a month, you'll never get to the 10, right? Won't you? If you want to get more high net worth divorce cases, for instance, what is more? One more a month? 10 more a month? One more a year? What is it? If you want to start a newsletter to pass clients, to stimulate referrals, well, how many people are you going to send it to? Are you going to send it by email, physical mail? How much is it going to cost? Have you thought through your goals and broken them down into manageable pieces so you can get started? Because I found that taking that first step, it's the biggest barrier. It's the hardest thing to do. But once you take that first step, and that second step, and that third step, things get to be a million times easier, and they actually get done. But what stops most people, no matter how well-meaning, or educated, or busy, or not busy they are, or successful, is being able to take steps on projects, and being able to see manageable, bite-sized steps on the ladder or the path towards your goal of success. So my recommendations here is, think about your practice, and think about what you want to do. You probably have it already in mind. You have it as a wish. Now make it a goal. Write it down, formally state it, whatever you need to do. Now sit for a minute and say, how does that goal feel? Does it seem unattainable? Does it seem huge and audacious? Does it seem even worthwhile doing? Then break it down. What are the first, second, and third steps you can take towards a fraction of that goal, towards a fifth or a tenth or a hundredth of that goal? What can you do to get that first initial client or that first new practice area case or that first type of case that you're looking to get or to delegate the case that you don't want to do? What are those first few steps? Look at those, examine those, and determine those. And then you'll really be on the path towards making 2017 a great year for yourself. That's the way to do it. If you need help with this process, if it's overwhelming to you, if you feel like you just don't have time, you're fighting fires all day, if you feel like you just want to do your lawyering and don't want to worry about marketing or any of this other stuff and you hate it, but you have to do it, then call us, 888-225-8594, or email me, rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com. We can help you do it, and perhaps calling us is that first small step you need to take. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.